Well, today's readings are all about love. God is love. God commandments to love one another. Thing is, to really understand this, we have to go back a bit and understand what they were talking about when they said love. Because in our modern world, this is where I'm glad we dismissed the kids. In our modern world, unfortunately, way more than not, love is equated with sex, whether it's in the movies or in music or online or whatever. They use the words interchangeably. They're not. And in Jesus' day, they were not seen as the same thing. Now, of course, they had sex back then because otherwise we wouldn't be here today. It's a given. But love, when they were talking about love back then, what they're talking about is value. Value. That's the best modern word we have for it to understand what this is about, this love is about. If you took out the word love and put in the word value, it would bring, when God says, God commands us, value one another as I value you. Because God values every single one of us. He's made every single one of us in His image, and He values us so much that His Son went to the cross and died for our sins so that we could be with Him forever. That's the value He puts in us. That's the value we receive from the Lord. We receive it, and then we're supposed to be the same way to others and value them. That you may have all kinds of disagreements about all kinds of issues, but never forget that that person you're disagreeing with is created in the image of God and has a value. And that's important. It's very important to remember. So that, I think, will bring some clarity to this gospel message when he says, love one another. Treat everyone with the value that Christ treats you, because he died for that person's sins just as he died for yours.